Asbiya, according to most Mefarshim, Upashta Yada Vikilba Kadusha Me Acher before the Sof Bia, Iname La Kohen Gadol, Dikakani Besula Bibia, Mai. If he's Kona her Bitchilas Bia, great. But if he's only going to be Kona her Besof Bia, and she's already considered to be a Be'ula Bitchilas Bia, so then she can't marry the Kohen. Amar Memish Me Derava, Kol Haboel, Da'ato, Al Gemar Bia. Okay, our problem is not our sugi. Our sugi is very open and shut. Our problem is, Tosis quotes, that we have a stira from a sugi in Yavamas Nafnan Hamad base, that there, Yalfinan, the Isha Niknes Leba'ala Beha'ara. Our sugi paskins Sof Bia. The sugi in Yavamos paskins Tchilas Bia, that it's learned out from the world of Arayos, that we have Kiikach Ish Isha, we have Kiikach Achoso, and in the world of Arayos, He'ara is defined as Bia. By Anida, Hera Mimakor Dameha. And so, what do we do with this Stira? So, here, Tosus quotes three Perushim. That everyone agrees that the Sugya in Yavamos is the core. Namely, that we define Bia as He'ara. Namely, that it's possible to be kone be-he'ara. That everyone agrees. However, what do we do with our sugya? So Tosus has three answers. Omer ha-rashba, d'chi amrinan he'ara kone, haynu b'shelo asa ki im he'ara, upiresh miyad, d'muchach shelo haya b'day to liknos b'gmar bia, avo hacha ayri shegomar biyoso, d'oz lo kone be-he'ara kevan sh'day to agmar bia, v'haloshon mochiach, Kamar kol haboel, v'lo kamar kol ha-ma'are. Namely, that according to the Rashba, the world of Kenyan goes according to what criteria? More conceptual. Das. The world of Kenyan is totally in Das, that we need the Das of the Kone, the husband, and the Das of the Machne, the wife. This we saw at Yandaf Beis, Amud Beis. And how do we know what is their Das? That's determined by their action. That if their action is a pure he'ara, and then they separate one from the other, so then clearly their das was to be kone be'he'ara, and that works. That's the Gemara Yavamos. However, our sugya is dealing with someone whose ma'ase is nimshach until the end of the bia. Then we assume that the das is on sof bia. Right, kol haboel daito agamar bia, that everything is totally on das, and das is totally on maasav. His actions speak for him. What he does tells us what his das is. That's the Rashba. The Rivam, on the other hand, says ha de niknes be'ara haynu b'mefaresh. He verbalizes shirotze liknos be'ara aval b'stam. If he doesn't verbalize daito agamar bia. Namely, that he agrees with Rabbeinu Tam on one point. He agrees with the Rashba on one point and disagrees on another point. What point does he agree with the Rashba? That Kedushin is totally on Das. They both say Kedushin is totally on Das. The question is, what determines a person's Das? According to the Rashba, his actions. And according to the Rivam, his words. Shalom. And according to the Rivam, his words determine what is Das. Okay, so in other words, but this is a machlokas, right? According to the Rashba, I'll give you the following case. What if he says he wants to be kone b'tchilas bia, and then he's intimate with his wife through sof bia?
So according to the
Rivam, tchilas bia, according to the Rashba, action speaks louder than words, right? In other words, it could very well be. That he said something, but then he changed his mind. How do we know he changed his mind? Look at what he did. Okay, so that's a machlokas. It's halacha l'maisa between the Rivam and the Rashba. Rabbeinu Tam, however, goes in a different direction. Rabbeinu Tam tirates da'achareish nisrabta he'ara kigmar bia imkein kol makom shemaskir bia be'he'ara ka'amar. That our sugya of Tchilas Bia and Sof Bia is built on the maskana of Yavamos. Namely, we're defining Bia as Ha'ara. The question is, Ha'ara itself is a process. Hachikamar tchilas Ha'ara kona, osof Ha'ara kona. Now, to view Ha'ara as a process, that is going to limit our definition of Ha'ara. Now we have Machokis in Yevamos, what is Ha'ara? Is Ha'ara what's called Nishika, simply a momentary contact, or is Ha'ara Hachnosas Ha'atara? If it's Hachnosas Ha'atara, if we're dealing with an insertion, so then we can speak about a process, the beginning of the insertion, and the end of the insertion. So he points out, Lemandam Ha'ara Zu Hachnosas Ha'atara, Shaykh Batchila Vesof. Okay. So if we would just have Rabbeinu Tam in our Tosfos, it appears that we have two points in time. We have a point in time in which the insertion begins. We have a point in time in which the Ha'ara is completed, the Hachnasa Sa'atara. And the question is that there may be a few seconds between A and B. Which of these is the point of Kinyan issues? Right? In other words, everyone agrees it's either point A or point B. The question is which? Tchilas Bia or Sof Bia? However, I sent you, and I photostated for you, the Sefer HaYashar in Siman Kuf Nun Gimel, where he understands differently, it appears, than Tosas understood within Rabbeinu Tam. Or at least he explicates it in a greater sense. He compares it. He says, V'damya liyeshna schirus mitchila v'atzof o'ena basof. V'damya l'prukta de Rav Yochanan v'Rish Lakish b'shchitas kulin. Yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atzof. Namely, that we have two machlokos achronim that we can compare to our situation. Overall, what we're speaking about is when we have a process. Do we say that there is a certain point in that process that defines it halachically? Or do we say no? That once you go through a process, then l'mafreya, the entire process, is considered to be like one long point in time. In other words, it's not a question of tchilas bia or sof bia, point A or point B. But, in other words, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if this is tchilas bia and this is sof bia, so the machlokes is he kona the isha here with the neshika, or is he kona over here where we have the full hachnasas ha'atara? Right, this point or this point. This is the way Tosfos understood. However, according to the Sefer HaYashar, the question is, do we say this point, or do we say the Mafreya, the entirety, that all of this is like one moment in time, from here to here, and therefore, practically, it would be this point over here. But it's only because of the Mafreya. Namely, that the entire process is all one. That we have this machlokas in situations where we have a process, so we have shchita, where we have two deyos. One deya is yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'adsof. That since shchita is a process, if you want to know, if now I'm not dealing over that, but I was dealing over here with the case that this is Shita begins with a cut, and it ends with a fuller cut. And the question is, when is Shita? Is this Shita? We have all sorts of psulim in Shita. When are they possible? Only at the end. So there is a daya that ain l'shita, ain shita, and lo l'basof. That when you finish, this is Shita. But we have a daya yeshna l'shita mitchila v'atzof. When you hit here, all of this is shchita. Anywhere you're going to have a psul is going to be shchita. And similarly, we have a machlokes in terms of schirus. If you hire someone to do a job for you, to build you a chair. It's going to take him 3 hours to build the chair. you owe him money for his work. How do you owe the money? Do we say Yeshna Lisiris Mitchila Vatsof? Namely, that the moment he does a pruta's worth of work, you owe him a pruta. Two prutas. It adds up. It's incremental until the end. When it's finished, then you Yeshna Lishita, Yeshna Lisiris Mitchila Vatsof. You owed him the money from the very beginning, or do we say no? Ain Sirus Ella Libasov. Okay? This is a machlokes later on in Kedushin. On Daf Mem Chesamed Aleph through Mem Chesamed Beis. This is a machlokes in Chulin on Daf Kaf Tesamed Beis. And so Rabbi Notam says, this is our issue. How do we view Bia? Do we view Bia like Ein Schirus Ella Basov, Ein Shchit Ella Basov, that Bia is defined by the end, by Sof Bia? Or do we say, no, Yeshna L'Schirus Mitchila Vatsof, Yeshna L'Shchita Mitchila Sof, Yeshna L'Bia Mitchila Vatsof, that we view the entire process retroactively as one whole, that it's all a Maisa Bia. So then, if it's all, so the moment that it began, retroactively, it's, you know, again, it's not the beginning in qua beginning. It's the beginning as part of the entire process. That's what we find in within the Sefer HaYashar.
Tosus understood
Rabbeinu Tam that we're going forward. Or do we say that the moment that we have the Tchila Sa'ara, she's married, even if he were to stop in the middle? Or do we say no, only the end? That's the way Tosus understood. This point or this point?
Rabbeinu Tam, I'm saying that he said that only according to Mandamar says his Hachnasas Satara.
The point of Mandamar that is Hachnasas Satara, so is it the Tchilas Hachnasas Satara or the Sof Hachnasas Satara? In other words, that we're dealing, you know, just as we had spoken about it earlier, Tchilas Bia, Sof Bia, in terms of something that would take a longer period of time, Rabbi Natan says, no, we have the same achalkes in something that takes a shorter period of time. But we're dealing with beginning or end. According to Rabbi Natan, within the Sefer Yashar, it's not a question of beginning or end. Do we say end, or do we say that we have the entire process being viewed as a whole? Yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atzof, at any point. Right? It's not point A or point B. It's point B or A/B.
So I'm saying, according to Rabbeinu Tam here,
yeah.
At what point is she coming?
Then, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if we say Sof Bia, she's coming here. Tchilas Bia, coming here.
So how does he deal with the machlok, the stira from Yevamos?
That in Yevamos, it's we all agree that this is. Tchilas Ha'ara or Sof Ha'ara? We all agree that the Ha'ara is the criteria. You don't need a Sof Bia. We don't have to have what we call nowadays a consummation of marriage. There's no need for the consummation of marriage. There's no need for a total insertion. We're dealing with the Ha'ara. The Ha'ara is a partial insertion. But even the Ha'ara itself has a beginning and an end. The partial insertion begins and it ends. In other words, the Hachnasas Atara is the question, do we need the beginning of the Hachnasas Atara or the entire Hachnasas Atara? But we're still dealing, even the entire Hachnasas Atara is only a partial insertion.
So you're saying the Gemara in Yevamos understands Ara to be the Sof Ara, based on our Gemara.
The Gemara in Yevamos simply says Ara. Our Gemara is asking when the Gemara in Yevamos said Ara, was it referring to Tchilas Ara or Sof Ara? Our Gemara is building on the Gemara in Yevamos. Rabbi Notan, within Sefer Yashar, says, in other words, that we're dealing with an overall issue in Shas. Whenever you have a process like Shchita, or a process like Sfirus, or a process like Bia, do we say that the process is only meaningful when it finishes? It ain't over until the end? What's like Yogi Berra? I don't know. It's not the end until the end, or I don't know what it was.
It's over until it's over,
okay. Or do we say that the process, Lemafreya, is viewed as one whole?
Yes. So not human being, if you stop in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, in the Tosfos, That would, according to one day, that would be enough. You did Tchila Sahara. Masha'en Ken, according to Rabbi Notam, in the Sefer HaYashar, only when you finish can we view the Mafreya, the whole process, as being one unit. Okay. And then we had that, we already saw the last line of Tosfos in an earlier Gilgul. We have the Shita of Rav Nissen Gaon, Dahi Diyavamos Airi, Achar Kedushin. Shayedei Ose Ha'ara, Have Kinesua, Kamo Chupa, La'achar Kedushin. Namely, that we distinguish between a Bia which creates Kedushin and a Bia that creates Nisuin. That the Gemara in Yevamos is talking about a Bia to create Nisuin. And then Ha'ara is sufficient. All you need is a Metzius of intimacy. Masha Ein Kein, the Gemara, our Gemara is talking about Kedushin. In the world of Kedushin, we need Das. And Das is only Besof Bia. Right, that's what our Gemara establishes. She Kol HaBoel Daito Al Sof Bia. So this we discussed a number of times, that Rav Nissim Gaon is not alone in the Shita. This is the Shita of the Rif. This is the Shita of the Rambam in Perak Yud Halacha Aleph. That Kedushin and Nisuin are two worlds, not just stage one and stage two, but Kedushin. Kedushin is a juridic world. It's a world of kinyanim. It's a world of choshen mishpat, and that requires daas. Masha'en ken Nisuin, we're dealing with the mitzius of ishus. We're dealing with the interpersonal relationship. And that chupa can represent symbolically, and ha'ara would represent that as well, symbolically. Okay. The Gemara then continues, Iboilehu. Bia nisuin osa, o erusin osa. Rashi over here explains the Gemara, that the question is, when a person is, yes?
Can I just ask one more question on the previous?
Sure.
Why does the Gemara say, just in the words, Kobo Daiko Gwaran Bia, why couldn't the Gemara say, we have, Bia Sofia, why does the Gemara say, Amar Mimar Sofia, why does that have a real Lashon, Daiko Gwaran Bia, we never, it wasn't.
So according to Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon, this is exactly how our Gemara is different than that of Yevamos. In other words, that our Gemara is giving a definition for the world of Das. It will only apply to Kedushin, and the Gemara in Yevamos would apply to the world of Nisuin. That fits in very, very nicely according to Nisim Gaon. According to the Rivam and according to the Rashba, our Gemara is telling us that the criteria of Kedushin is Das. And then we have the Machlokes. How do you define Das? By his words or by his action? And according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara is assuming that Boel means Ma'areh. And so, and Gemar Bia is Gemar Ha'ara. According to Ben Utam, really, it's the most, it fits the least into the words. Mabriyat. Yeah?
Also, according to the Nisim, so what's the happening of this question, the Gemara? Ibailuhu Bio, Pursuin Osa or Yersa Osa, meaning.
I think that the question of the Gemara is, do we have one criteria of Bia for Kedushin and Nisuin, or do we have a separation? And the Gemara says that we have a separate category. In other words, that the Gemara knew, according to Nissim Gaon, the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara knew that in the world of Nisuin, that all you require is Ha'ara. Our Gemara was asking whether we'll apply that criteria, or does Kedushin have a separate criteria? Okay, so now, at the Iboilohu could be a Nisuin Osa or Erusin Osa, our Gemara knows that a Pnuya is Mitkadeshet B'Bia. That our Gemara knows, Kesef Shtar and Bia. And our Gemara knows that Nisuin can take place either via Chuppah or Bia. Our question is, can we have a two in one? Can we have Bia Nisuin Osa, that when he is Mekadesher with Bia, does that also serve as Nisuim? Can we have a one Maisa Bia that can serve both as Kedushin and Nisuin? Because we know that each of these can happen separately. You can have a Bia L'Shem Kedushin separately. You can have a Bia L'Shem Yisuin separately. Can we have one Maisa Bia that will encompass both? Or no, that Nisuin requires its own Bia. My nafkamina, if after the original Bia L'Shem Kedushin, what is the status in terms of Yerusha, Tuma, Tamei L'Lachin, Dereha, etc.? If we say you could have two in one, Iyamris Nisuin Osa, that the Bia not only does Erusin but also Nisuin, then Yorsha, Metamila, Mefin, the Dereha. However, if we say no, you have to do these in two separate stages, Erusin Osa, then and between the stages, between the first Bia and the Chuppah, or between the first Bia and the second Bia, then Eino Yorsha, Eino Metamila, Eino mefer nidareha. Mai. So Abaye and Rava both try to bring rayos, and the rayos are rejected. The sugya does not come to a conclusion. Okay? So over here, I sent you to the Rambam. I'm sorry, when I photostated the Hilchos Pesach, I forgot to photostat the Rambam. So if we look together at the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, in terms of how he quotes our sugya, he says in Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, he says, Ha'arusa, classically an arusa, Asura Leba'ala Midivrei Sofrim, that even though they're married, but Midrabanan they are Asur, calls man Shehi Bebeis Aviha, as long as it was just Kedushin and not yet Nisuim. And therefore, Habal Arusasa Beschamiv, Makinoso Makas Mardus, this is improper. Then Ram continues, Afilu im kitcha bebia, namely, this is our sugya, he was mekadesh her with bia, osur lo lavo aleha bia shnia bebeis avia, ad shi yavi yoto letoch beiso v'yisyached v'yafrishena, until he's machnis her into a chuppah. Okay? And then he points out, that habal arusasa l'shem nisuin, achar shekitcha, that if we already had a kedushin via kesef or shtar, then mishiyeh rabba kna. If the bia, purpose of the bia is purely in order to be able to create the nisuin, there then he'ara is sufficient. V'naaseis nisua, right? Just like Rav Nissim Go. Okay. The question is, how did the Rambam paskin in our sugya? Namely, he's dealing with the situation of kidsha bebia. And the Rambam says, the kidsha bebia, he cannot live with her now until chuppah. Okay, but what about Yerusha? What about Tumah? What about Hafaras Nedarim? How did the Rambam paskin within our sugya? So what it appears is that these are two deos within the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah says as follows: Afilum kitcha bebia perakama de kedushin. He quotes our sugya iboilahu bigemara bia nisuin oso erusin osa vaamru nafkamina liyorsha v'letameila ulahafer nedareha. However, the Gemara didn't speak at all about can he live with her. Lo amrusham muter lavo aleha. Mashma da afilu timtza lomar nisuin osa asur lavo aleha da hamiksara kenisa lechupa. Namely, that the first day of the Magid Mishnah had the Rav Paskin. What happens after kedushin? You have kedushin with bia. What is her status now? Nesua. She's nesua b'chol davar except for this chumra midrabanan of asur lavo aleha, but she's married, right? She's married in terms of hafaras nedarim. She's married in terms of yerusha. She's married in terms of tuma. But in terms of lavo aleha, we have this unique halacha chumra that habal arusasa beisavia chayef makas mardus, right? That this was a chumra of rabbanan, but this is the only chumra, right? Therefore the Rambam says that this is the only thing which is asur. Kitcha bebia, only asher lo lavo aleha, bia shniya. But other than that, she's nesua. Then he says, va'od, has another daya, Af agav de baye de lo ifshita behedya, mashmat mi abaye v'rava svira lohu de erusin osa ukpshata mishnayis v'chein da'as rabbeinu. Or you could learn no, that when it says over here asr lava aleha, it means and. Asr lava aleha, and there is no hafar sandarim, and there is no yerusha, and there is no, namely, she is purely an arusa. She remains an arusa, that's what Abaye and Rava wanted to push towards, and even though the Gemara rejected their rayos, but clearly that was their direction. So we have over here two deos within the Magen Mishnah, how the Rambam paskind, because he doesn't give the nafkaminas of the Gemara. He just gives a nafkamina not quoted in the Gemara. Can he live with her? And so the question is, when he says that she cannot live with her, is that saying that that's the only exception, or that that's the rule? That they're really not married, there's only kiddushin and there's not nisuin yet. Okay?
Rambam said she can only evolve her what's there, chuppah?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. There is a fascinating tshuva.
So what does chuppah accomplish?
Chuppah is nisuin. Chuppah means that the husband has taken her into his rishus. He's taken her into his home. She is now under his umbrella. In other words, as opposed to being in Beis Aviha, once she's under his umbrella, then not only are they legally married, Erusin, but they are interpersonally married. That then they're living as a unit, and then we have the dinim of Yerusha and Tuma and Hafaras Nedarim and Bia. It's a package deal.
Well, the first day, he can already make her into Nedarim.
Right.
So it seems where have we seen such a thing splitting for?
So in other words, basically what we're saying, according to that first daya, is because he was really mekadesh her, namely that we had a two for one, that via the kedushe bia accomplished both kedushin and nisuin, because you can do nisuin via bia. So he did one act of bia that served both as kedushin and nisuin. Like in the Gemara, Iboy Lahu Bia Nisuin Osa, two in one. But we simply have a Gzeira of Chazal on Bia until there's a Chuppah. In other words, that Chazal felt that this was, that they didn't want people to jump the gun in this manner, to not bring about a situation where it's clear that she's in his house, and therefore they made an Iser on Bia until she moves into his house. Okay, those are two deos. There is a tshuva of Moshe Feinstein dealing with eating matzah erev Pesach. Everyone knows that when it's not supposed to eat matzah erev Pesach, that the Gemara gives an example, it's keba al arusaso bebeis chamiv. You're jumping the gun. So there's always the problem of what happens when erev Pesach is Shabbos. How do you deal with lechem mishnah on Shabbos if you don't want to have, it's chametz in your house because it's Erev Pesach. On the other hand, you can't use matzah, so what do you use? So Rav Moshe was asked the question, so he wants to link it into the two deos of this Magid Mishnah, and he asks your question, what exactly is this Iser of Ba'al Arusasa the Beis Chamiv? Why did Chazal make the Iser? So he comes up with two very fascinating, it's a hypothesis, and he wants to link them with these two terutz in the Magid Mishnah. So I'm just telling you, since we're Erev Pesach, if you want to look at it, it's not necessarily the Dvar Torah that you're going to say in mixed company, but it can, it's good base medrash hak.
Where is it?
It's in the Chelek Aleph of Or HaChaim, Siman, I think it's Kuf Nun Gimel. Kuf Nun Hei. Kuf Nun Hei. Kuf Nun Hei. I found it in the Frankel Rambam, in the back, in the Mafteach. Okay, I want to see if anyone talks about this Magen Mishnah. So look in Igros Moshe Or HaChaim. So Igros Moshe Or HaChaim, what is he doing with the Magen Mishnah, is in Hilchos Ishus? And then I realize, that's the Easter of eating matzah Erev Pesach. And he wants to be told the two deos of the Magen Mishnah in terms of the nature of the Easter of Bala Rusasa. Okay. We have over here a Tosfos, just very, very briefly. Tosfos raises a question. Yesh lehistapik. Im yochol ha'av lekabel get lebito ktana misha niseit. Okay, everyone knows that a bas ktana, the father is the one who accepts the kesef kiddushin. Also, everyone knows that if this ktana not only receives kiddushin from someone, but marries him, and then that person dies or there's a divorce, the father no longer has any connection to this daughter. Right? The same way if he sold her as a slave, as an ama ivriya, and then she's meshuchor, she's still a katana, the father no relationship, we say the nisuin is motzi midei ha'av. So the question over here is, what if we had a katana who was, the father received kedushin, there was nisuin, can the father receive the get? Can the father receive the get? Simply be passively receive the get or not? Do we say that once she was married, so she's no longer connected to her father, so the father cannot receive the get? Or do we say, no, that in this area, until she's divorced, the father can still receive the get. After she's divorced, then the father has nothing to do with her. But to receive the get, the father receives the get. So Tosis raises this as a question, and I sent to Tamar Makomos that we have two Rashis. We have a Rashi in Yevamos, and we have a Rashi in Kedushin. The Rashi in Yevamos says the father can receive the get. The Rashi in Kedushin says the father cannot receive the get. Which of these is the default position? Which of these has to be explained? Which of these would sort of, you would be woken up in the middle of the night, and you were to be asked, after a katana went through Kedushin and Nisuin, can the father receive the get? What would you say? No. That once that she was married, that's it. In other words, she's no longer Birshus Ha'av. So our problem is to explain Rashi in Yevamos. Why would Rashi in Yevamos say that the father could receive the get? And the Rambam, interestingly, in Hilchos Gerushin, that I sent you to, paskins that the father can receive the get. So we have a Rashi in Yevamos, and we have a Rambam. So over here, the Rav wanted to say that this is Talui, why in general? Let's say, Stam, we have a Ketana. Let's say that she underwent Kedushin, no Nisuin. And then her husband now wants to be Megarish or after the Kedushin. There everyone agrees the father can receive the get. Why can the father receive a get for a Ketana? What's behind the father's receiving the get of a katana? So it could be understood in one of two ways. Could be understood, the father has a lot of zchuyot in the katana, right? That he can be made for her nedarim, that her masa yadayim go to him, right? That she belongs to him. So as part of the package deal, he receives the get. Or it could be viewed, no, the father receives the get because apesha asar apesha hitir. He's the one who created the kedushin, so he's the one who could break the kedushin. Namely, is the father's receiving the get a unique halacha in the world of ishus, or is it part of a broader picture relationship of the father to the daughter that he has all sorts of rights in all sorts of areas, including ishus? But it's part of a broader picture. Mainaf gamina. What if the broader picture falls off? What if this katana now gets married? She undergoes kedushin, she undergoes nisuin. At this point, the father is no longer in the picture. The nisuin is motzi, the father from the picture. The broader picture of rights falls off. Is there still a mini picture of a pesha asra pesha hitir? He created the kedushin, so he's the one who can break the nisuin. So that's the machlokas over here, the two deos in Rashi, Rashi and the Rambam, that according to one dea, that the father's ability to receive a get is part of a broad structure of his control over his daughter, and if that control is broken by the fact that she went ahead and got married, so he can no longer receive her get. Or do we say, no, the father's receiving the get has nothing to do with the broader picture. It has to do with the fact he created, he can break. And so over here, he created, and now he can break, even after Nisuin, since he created it, he can break it. That chalos still remains, that he created the Nisuin. Okay, Adkan, we'll stop over here. Hadron Alach, we should, Mitzvah Hashem, return to the Gemara that we learned. you'll return to it when you do a chazara for your bechina. It's Hashem. Even if you don't do a chazara, we should do it.